Hi, it's Charlie, and I've got a midweek report for you. Trouble in Australia. Last week, while I was at my house just doing my emails, I got one from a lady in Australia, and it kind of sets the basis for what we'll talk about today. Most of it is her letter, but I've got some other articles from Australia to read to you. But I have a disclaimer for YouTube and Twitter and anybody else that wants to censor me. I'm just reading information. I'm not making any statement on these things. I'm not saying that this is right or that's right or one thing or another. So I hope you understand that people should be allowed to at least read things that are on people's minds and what are occurring in their lives. With having said that, I'll read you the letter from this lady. I cannot give her name. I can't even give the town that she lives close to because it would be, possibly threatening to her in the country in which she lives, just to simply give private information. So some of this has been amended for her sake. Dear Charlie, I wrote to you some time ago and I thought I would write you again. You may be interested in what is happening in far southwest Victoria, Australia, in these strange and perplexing times. My husband and I and our children have a certain type of property and quietly live our lives and run our property, our operation, we'll say. We live in a rural area near a small town of just over 1,000 people. It was always such a delight to live here, but things have changed. This is life here in August 2021. Masks. First, we have a mask mandate inside and outside. If I was to leave our property, gate, and walk down an isolated road without a mask, I am breaking the law and could be fined. I hate wearing masks. I feel I can't breathe. If I head to town, I must wear a mask as soon as I get out of the car, and it is interesting to see the absolute compliance by the community, and I believe if I did not wear it, the censure from others would be loud and strong. And we have never had COVID here ever. I feel the disease doing the most damage right now is insanity, and mostly all have caught it. Mask mandate areas are now in most places over Australia. I read that a man in Alice Springs drinking coffee and not wearing a mask was followed by three police cars, treated badly, and fined $5,000. And stories like that are plentiful. And I cannot believe how many people wear their mask in their car. Well, they do it all over Florida too, and we're not even a lockdown state. We don't even have a mask requirement. Surveillance state. We have to use QR codes everywhere. Using a government app, every establishment tracking and tracing, even in church where we have a COVID marshal to enforce the use of checking in for all people attending. Now remember, she's in a place that's never had COVID ever in a town of about 1,000 people. Lockdowns. We have on again, off again lockdowns. They are destroying our will and especially our small businesses and our cohesive society. The community is now turning in on itself and directing its anger to the unvaccinated. Many of our locals in conversation now say that the vaccination passport should be brought in now. Why would they do that? Why would they suddenly want this in their lives? Well, just think it through. Is this the government's plan? Are the repeated lockdowns with a small break of freedom in between lockdowns some weird sort of psychological manipulation designed to break the will of the people and bring them to a point where the majority of the population will be the ones to help bring in what the government has planned all along? Social control and including vaccination passports? Yesterday, our sixth lockdown in Victoria was announced by our want-to-be socialist state government. This elected government is very left and have a massive agenda to change everything. With regards to climate regulations, there is insistence there is a climate emergency, and this has led to energy issues as they get rid of our coal plants, imposing regulations on traditional farming, altering the curriculum in schools to include gender education, emphasis on pro-Indigenous programs, same thing we have in the U.S., obviously, removing traditional gender language and cancel culture, the usual raft of left agendas. They are big spending money like there's no tomorrow. money for all of those areas who might vote for them, on huge infrastructure programs, and for causes and institutions they approve of. If climate change of indigenous affairs is mentioned, they will throw millions to it. They seem to care little about small business, manufacturing, and the like. Sounds like typical socialists. The same sort of thing that seems to be happening worldwide. Why is this happening everywhere? I ask myself regularly. The frightening thing about the tyrannical state government and the state premier is that they have a huge approval rating in the left urban areas of Greater Melbourne and will be returned to government at the next elections. Unbelievable, she says. All of this change is all happening at breakneck speed. Traditional values and conservative views are scorned. Yesterday, there was a snap lockdown again. The government announced it at 4 p.m. in the afternoon, with the lockdown starting at midnight. Imagine what this does to cafes, restaurants, and other small businesses who have already organized staff and purchased supplies for the days ahead. It is now always a random time of day they announce these decisions with little notice, with, I think, the intention of destabilizing us and breaking our will and our spirits, which they have achieved, I believe. So again, we are under house arrest, only allowed to travel 5 kilometers and only for food, shopping, doctor's appointment, and so on. We are not allowed to gather at all. How convenient for the government. And no visitors to our home. Even after the lockdown, we were still not allowed to have a visitor to our homes. Oh, and definitively no church. The government seems very anti-Christian anything. No small businesses are allowed to open. Maybe the hardware store if they sell primary production supplies. The vaccine. Australia's obsessed about every person having the vaccine. My husband and I do not want the vaccine. First, because it is an experimental medical treatment approved for emergency use. We do not really know how the mRNA component and other ingredients will affect us, and no one knows the long-term adverse effect. Second, because of the strange and hidden agenda of big pharma and governments and the insane push to vaccinate the whole world. For what purpose? We feel very threatened by this and suspicious. Sadly, most of our friends have had the jab. One by one, they have gone and had it. There is absolute media saturation about the need for the vaccine and that you are having the vaccine for the safety and future of our community, and that this is our only way forward. Our family is now divided. At a low point recently, after my youngest adult son yelled at me for 5 minutes about my ridiculous views and how stupid I had become about the vaccine and that it would protect me, I even sadly considered just getting the shot as if life would be so much easier. The first things most friends ask me when I've met up with them is, "Have you had your vaccine?" And then they proceed to tell me how this is the way out of this mess we are all in. My daughter was asked yesterday by someone she vaguely knows, "How is your vaccine journey?" It's a good question, I guess. How is your vaccine journey? I cannot believe the emotion, brainwashing, and angst about this. It is wearing me down. I'll stop right there. This is wearing her down in Australia. There are people in the UK that are being worn down. There are people in France, in Germany, in Italy, in the United States, all around the world, people are being worn down. She goes on, "I do question why Australians generally are so compliant in all of this. No questions, no discussions, no debate as liberty and freedom are taken away bit by bit." So much for Crocodile Dundee, huh? She says, "There have been protests, but they have been swiftly pounced on by the media as disgusting. And those protesting or speaking out are portrayed as irresponsible, radical, and betraying. Even our church friends are saying we should have a vaccine passport. They believe the lies and the deception. Our pastor and a colleague in church all share the same views about COVID, the left, and the vaccine and passport. Thank goodness. But I have noticed many in the congregation are now whispering in small groups about the pastor's views, and the mood is changing. You think that's planned? I would say so. Divide the people, divide and conquer. Our pastor has been praying against deception and tyranny, and I can't believe that those in the congregation are now unsupportive of that. And now we are divided. I teach Sunday school. Will I be able to continue on if a mandatory passport is introduced? I will probably not even be able to attend worship. The church thus far has had to fully comply with government regulations, and we all line up at the door as we are checked in. And records have to be kept for the government. And if the church does not meet regulations, there are huge fines, and the church may be unable to open. Vaccine passports. One of the biggest disappointments is the performance and behavior of our supposed charismatic Christian Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Jewish Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg. Both of these leaders, sadly, are supportive of everything going on in this country. The lockdowns, the social distancing, the masks, and fully support vaccinations and are now okay with vaccination passports. They are not working to heal the divisions and fear in the community. Scott Morrison has said recently that those who are vaccinated will be able to access more activities, such as eating out or going to cinemas and so on, and will be rewarded with more freedoms. And those who are unvaccinated will not be able to access such things. I'll stop right there. I do not carry a cell phone or a smartphone or whatever you want to call it. Why? Because I believe that my freedom would be impinged upon by having one of those things. Now imagine having one of those things and having everything that you do in your life tracked on that thing. That's not freedom. That is exactly the opposite of freedom. Exactly the opposite of it. And here she's talking about these things right here. She goes on, I heard on the television tonight that a passport is imminent and it will be digital and it will show your details and face and will be needed to enter anywhere where people gather. I was reviewing my correspondence with my pastor the other day and found a text message I sent to him on 23 April 2020. This was my prediction then. It all seemed far-fetched and such a long way away then. But here we are. I was speaking about where I thought we were heading. I wrote this. She said this in April 2020. Manufactured virus, manufactured panic, and fear. People conditioned to not think and to be compliant. Whole world lockdown, isolation, police state, control, cashless society. Then to go forward, tracking surveillance, 5G network enabling all this, Bill Gates, IBM, WHO, all part of this, mandatory vaccination and maybe digital implant. And here we are. Probably my comment about the digital implant was far-fetched, but who knows? How far we have sunk in such a short time. Charlie, this is worldwide. Every country, just about every government and community are heading this way. This is troubling and unbelievable. Biblically, where are we? There is a great falling away. There is open rebellion to God, and Jesus Christ is rejected. God's commandments have been tossed away, and wickedness is certainly increasing everywhere. All the things you stated at the start of your prophecy updates is accelerating. So there you go. That's just a view of a person from Australia. And to back that up, I have a few news articles from Australia. From Newscom AU. Man, 36, this is what she was referring to in her letter. Fined $5,000 for failing to wear a mask in Darwin. This is from June 30th of this year. Northern Territory police have warned the general public against arrogant behavior after fining a man more than $5,000 for failing to wear a mask in Darwin. On Wednesday, NT police issued an infringement to a 36-year-old man in a Harris Lane coffee shop in the Darwin CBD for failing to wear a mask. According to police, the man claimed that under the Constitutional Act in Britain, he did not have to wear one. The man was subsequently fined $5,056. Northern Territory police have reminded the general public wearing a mask when out of your home is a legal requirement under the chief health officer's directions. Police have beefed up enforcement patrols in the lockdown areas, and the public can expect to be asked to explain their reason for leaving home. You have to explain why you are leaving home in Australia today. The penalty for failing to abide by the chief health officer directions issued under Section 56 of the Public and Health Environment Act 2011 is $5,056 for an individual and $25,280 for a business. It comes as Alice Springs enters a three-day lockdown after a minor believed to have COVID-19 transited through the town's airport. He spent 7 hours at the airport and traveled on to Adelaide on June 26. He had initially returned a negative COVID test, but later tested positive along with four of his five household contacts. The lockdown will last 72 hours and begin at 1 p.m. local time on Wednesday, despite the fact that there are no new cases in the last 24 hours in the territory. They locked down an entire territory with no cases noted. Zero. Mail Online. We felt we'd won life's lottery when we moved to happy-go-lucky Australia. But today it's like an angry and divided prison, says mother of two who feels as trapped as a koala in a bushfire. Mail Online. Australian Army hits the streets to enforce the world's strictest lockdown. Soldiers stop people from leaving their homes more than once in Sydney's poor suburbs as part of losing pursuit of zero COVID. Around 300 soldiers sent into Sydney to enforce lockdown in the poorer areas. Only 13% in poorer areas are vaccinated compared to 25% in wealthier spots. Epidemiologists warned uptake in poorer areas may be due to range of factors. Comes as Australia continues to pursue a zero COVID strategy despite increasing evidence it may be impossible. From Cauldron Pool, churches banned from live streaming from the pulpit, Eucharistic services barred. Live streaming a worship service from a church building in Brisbane has been banned as part of the Queensland government's endless war on coronavirus. Maybe it's an endless war on freedom and Christianity. Federal MP George Christensen slammed the move in a post on Facebook, describing it as just another example of government using the pandemic to remove our rights. I've been advised by a priest in Brisbane that all churches are banned from even live streaming services from their church building under the Palaszczuk Labor government's lockdown rules, Christensen said on Saturday. Indeed, I checked the rules and they are correct, he said. Under Dr. Jeanette Young's lockdown directions, worship services can only be conducted via live stream from homes and not from an actual church. This may mean Catholic, Orthodox, and perhaps Anglican and other Eucharistic services are shut down, as they mostly require such a service to be conducted at an altar in a chapel, in a church chapel. According to the direction, live streaming of a service may be conducted where each person involved in the service participates in the live streaming from their own principal place of residence. Christensen went on to say, the hypocrisy of politicians and the chief health officer doing daily press conferences with a whole heap of people present has just been pointed out to me by Senator Matthew Canavan. Perhaps if they require priests and pastors to live stream services from home, then the Paulies and the health bureaucrats can also stay at home and do their press conferences by Skype and Zoom, Christensen added. Bingo. From George Christensen, confusion reigns over this church live streaming ban. I'm told some churches have been advised that there was a mistake in the lockdown directions and they can live stream from the church while other churches are none the wiser, even though they've written to the premier, health minister, and chief medical officer about it. So there's confusion. They've put out a policy and obviously the policy isn't what they put out and they're letting some people know that you can have a church service while other people believe that they have to stay at home and do their preaching from their home. Zero Hedge. Fake poos trends in Australia after Premier City's non-existent COVID-tainted sewage as a reason to lock down. This is from August 9th. Australians just found out the reason for their archaic-style lockdowns is worse than they thought. The ugly truth came to light this week when Victoria Premier Dan Andrews admitted that he cited non-existent coronavirus-tainted sewage in his reasoning to lock down the state. In other words, Andrews faked that COVID was being carried in poop to justify a lockdown. Andrews used the sewage excuse to help justify a 7-day statewide shutdown that went into effect on 5 August. The shutdown was supposedly due to wastewater detection of COVID-19 in a city about 147 miles away from Melbourne. Andrews first said the detection created the potential that regional Victorians had been exposed to COVID-19, citing it as an excuse for locking down Victoria and prohibiting public gatherings. Wangaratta Mayor Dean Rees challenged Andrews' explanation less than 24 hours later, after Andrews said the sewage initially pinged positive before testing negative. Then regional health officially confirmed there had been several successive tests returning negative results after one positive detection on July 30th. And it was that fake poos started trending and angry Australians started to take to social media. And from Rebel News, Bryan Bay Mayor wants COVID-positive man punished. Bryan Bay Mayor Michael Leon called the situation a nightmare when a man in his 50s from Sydney tested positive in the Bryan Bay area, triggering a lockdown. One guy. We're going through trying to list all exposure sites and work out where he's been, and he hasn't been signing in and using QR codes, any of that. Doesn't believe in it. It's a nightmare. It's been very difficult for police and health authorities to track down where he's been. It's ridiculous. You have to wonder what people are thinking when it comes to a situation like that. I would say it's just the exact opposite. You have to wonder what people like that are thinking. Mayor Leon went on to say that he wants to see the book thrown at the man. This is the state of things in Australia today. So if you're sitting in your lockdown state somewhere in the United States, you don't have a good Republican governor, just think of these people over there. An entire nation has gone insane along with the rest of the world over COVID-19. This is the state of things in the world today, and all we can do is just keep our eyes on the prize, know that this world is not our home, that Jesus has something way better planned for us, and we just have to suffer through this in the meantime. So, from Sarasota, Florida to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, and Australia, I'm Charlie Garrett, and that is your midweek CG report.